Mission Network News 2-Minute Version, Thursday, March 18th, 2004. 3, 2, 1. I'm Peter Brooks with Mission Network News. We begin today in Bangladesh, where an IN Network staff member was robbed and critically wounded outside a bank recently. IN Network's Rodi Rodahever believes the incident was isolated. As tensions rise, believers need prayer support from the body of Christ.
Pray for our people in these overseas settings, that they will be reminded of the sovereignty of God and that God is in control, that they will become more determined to show the love of Christ to their neighbors, to their co-workers, to the people that they are there to share the gospel with.
Elsewhere, post-war Congo is creating challenges for agencies evangelizing new people groups. Hope Builders International's Johan Hos says their teams broke through to the Bobongo people deep in the rainforest. As a result, there is not only a church, but a missions vision.
We're getting ourselves geared up to return to the Congo in September, and by then the first leaders will have started their training. We're getting the material there to get the buildings built by then, and the two training centers that will form the heart of the work to go out into an area.
And Operation Blessing completed a major humanitarian project in Burkina Faso. Operation Blessing combined their Hope Works and Living Waters programs for this project. The team designed a garden project that would use the water from the well and also provide jobs and food. By alleviating human need and suffering in this area, teams demonstrate God's love and are able to share their faith. You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you'd like to receive a free copy of Voice of the Martyrs Persecuted Church newsletter, call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. It features stories about the persecuted church and how to help suffering believers. You can also request it on our website at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Peter Brooks.